What's the issue with it? Tell me the issue with it.
It just
see, there
feels,
isn't one.
No.
It just feels wrong. Like it just feels wrong.
It feels wrong.
No, it was about to come from a deep place. Now you've disturbed me. I was about to dig deep.
I was about
to pull something out of the bag. It just feels
pull something
like...
out of your ass. We're gonna dive right in. Gonna dive right into today's discussion then, ladies and gents. Before we do, of course, we just want to remind our listeners to like the podcast wherever you're listening. If you're on Spotify,
rate us.
Honestly, Apple Music, we're not on Apple Music yet, and wherever you listen to us, like the podcast. And if you want to support the hustle, leave us a review. 5 stars would be great, but you know, be honest, leave whatever you want to leave. All right, ladies and gents, so one of the biggest things that's happened over the last couple of weeks, of course, is Kanye's situation. I'm sure we're all aware of it.
Isn't it Ye?
Yes, yeah, that's the first thing. The first thing is that he changed his name officially to Ye.
Isn't it Ye?
Yo, Ye.
Ye. It's Ye.
I caught a glimpse of...
Yeah, it's Ye.
I caught
it's
a glimpse.
But that's what, isn't that why he had the Yeezys? Isn't it Ye?
No, but it's Kanye. Yeah.
No, it's I don't know.
That's what I said.
Well,
it's Kanye.
A good point.
Yeah.
But his product is a Yeezys.
No,
that's
yeah,
my...
but
and that was Y-E-E, so whatever.
Yeah, but that's because if you do Y-E-E-Z, that becomes Yeezy. It doesn't become Yeezy. That's just weird.
But you can say you.
But
you
it's Yeezy. I'm pretty sure it's Yeezy.
Or something I wanted to say.
No, I'm there. It's Yeezy. I'm sure it's Yeezy. Yeah, so the Kanye situation, a lot happening with him. Yeah, what's our thoughts? What's Offbeat POV's take?
Someone said he's being persecuted.
How so? How so?
Because apparently he's speaking the truth and the media and people are trying to cover it up as it's just crazy. But what he's saying is gospel and truth.
It's weird, to be honest with you. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I was searching for the comments that he was supposedly said and stuff like that. But then I forgot to sit and proper watch them and whatnot. But it's very weird about the big movements that all these people are doing. You just kind of, you can't help but think there's more to this thing.
How so?
For example, is it Adidas, I think? They're saying that when they ended their contract with him, apparently it's costing them like 200 million or something like that, if I got the numbers right.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
You know? I'm like, can't be that bad, what he's saying.
I mean, I guess someone could argue it's 200 million versus damaging a whole brand.
Because it's that, or people boycotting Adidas altogether. If people are boycotting Kanye, Adidas is still, you know what people are like.
I mean, people are in the process of boycotting Twitter right now, apparently, since Elon Musk has bought it. And it's like, oh yeah, let's make Twitter useless so that all the brands and stuff come off it. Because obviously they don't like what Elon Musk is going to do with it. Apparently he fired the whole board of directors.
Wait, what is he going to do with it? I didn't hear that.
I don't know. You know, Elon Musk has always been a bit of a wild card. But so when he first took power, he got rid of the censorship director or whatever it is. So apparently the day that he took over Twitter, apparently the use of the word nigger went up by like 400%. Because obviously people were trying to test the boundaries of what they could or can't say. Because now the censorship will be relaxed a bit. Because, you know, Elon Musk is for the free speech. Oh, free the people. Anyone can say whatever they want, blah, blah, blah. And obviously, you know, Twitter was censoring some people. So, yeah, apparently the day he took power, the world, you know, went up like 400%. But, yeah, so there's like a movement. Like, oh, yeah, let's boycott Twitter. Like, people want Twitter to become... To die, pretty much. Yeah. Do they want to
high
die?
High five, Bieber.
Pretty much. So
where are all those Twitter users going to go, though?
Oh, maybe another platform will spring up, but there's still other social medias. There's plenty of social medias.
None like Twitter.
True, none like Twitter. No, I mean, I guess ultimately every social media is the same, let's be honest. But I guess not in the way Twitter, you know, displays its thing. Yeah, fair enough. But yeah. But anyway, why am I talking about Twitter?
Mr. Yeah.
Oh yes, yeah. To say her point about boycotting. Like, yeah, yeah. You know, if he had continued being Kanye and people were like, oh, this is unacceptable, and Adidas and all the other brands were like, yeah, we're sticking by him. Yeah, people absolutely would be like, okay, yeah, let's boycott Adidas.
Are Spotify still sticking by him?
I haven't heard anything about Spotify.
No, because Spotify were like, yeah, what he said wasn't great, but now nah, we're not taking
what
his music.
What does he do
down.
On Oh, his music.
What does he do on Spotify?
Gosh. Well, we're talking about Adidas here. Those are clearly trainers. Yeah, you know. So why was I supposed to think that Spotify is about music?
Because I thought Mandem was a musician.
Well, was a musician.
He is still a musician.
What, I mean, when was his last single?
Does it matter if
he's
a musician?
Maybe literally like he releases music every other Sunday.
You still say Michael Jackson's a musician and the Mandem is long gone.
It's different. He died a musician.
Yeah, he's still doing, you know, he has that Sunday service thing that he does every Sunday night.
His school got closed down, apparently.
Why?
He had a school.
Huh? I don't know. Why are you asking me?
Oh, would you just see school got closed down? You don't inquire as to why.
Because of the whole anti-Semitism stuff.
Yeah,
but obviously, but it's a very top secret school, isn't it? No one really knows much about it besides the name. Yeah.
Really? What's the name of the school?
I don't know. It's top secret.
If you know Kanye West's mum's name, it's that. But I don't know. I can't remember.
So why would they close it down? They're worried that that's what they're being, the students are being taught.
I don't know who closed it down, but that's what was being reported.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the point.
Yes, back to what we think about it. I don't know. Something just seems a bit dodgy, to be fair. I don't know enough though to form a concrete opinion in the matter. Because some people are trying to. I don't know where I heard that from. I think it was comments on his Piers Morgan interview or something like that, or maybe it was you actually. It was Piers Morgan. I think he was trying to drive. Towards the mental issue point angle of things. So I was asking something like, do you think you suffer from, was it anxiety or
bipolar.
Something? So he was like, do I suffer? I'll tell you what I suffer from. He was like, paraphrase, it was like, I suffer from exhaustion. And then he went into a little speech about that. So you have that, angle of things and that, you know, could it be, having a mental break or something like that, I don't know. Because his whole empire is crumbling like left, right, and center. You see, like it's literally falling as he's watching it. But then, so it begs the question, is he doing it intentionally? Does he know what he's doing? Or is he actually losing it? Does that make sense? Or is what he's saying not really the end of the world, but then conspiracy theories here, there's the darker things going on behind, so they're just literally bringing him down.
Do you know what he said?
I know the general thing around it. I mean, one of the main things is about the Jews, isn't it? Something about the Jews. Because there was I don't know the full thing, but there was a poster that I saw as well of some people saying that Kanye is right or something like that. So what did he say then? Do you know the full thing he said?
I do know what he said. Obviously, I think he said a lot more since he said the initial thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he went on interviews and stuff, and I'm guessing people were trying to flesh out what he meant.
According to Piers,
he said, "Yeah, I listened to the Piers Morgan interview." But I think he said it on his Twitter. He said something along the lines of, "I'm tired now. I'm going to sleep, and when I wake up, I'm going DEFCON, seven or DEFCON whatever, DEFCON something on all Jews." Or something, or on the Jews, or something like that. That's the comment that started everything. Pretty much one of those. That's the comment that destroyed his empire, in a sense. But then obviously he went on talk shows, and I'm guessing maybe what he said probably escalated the situation even more. But his point, what he was saying, is that he was trying to expose that a lot of musicians, a lot of artists have been cheated in their contracts by Jewish business owners, by Jewish business people, because they own most of the like music business, pretty much.
Music Jewish labels.
People.
Huh?
Music labels.
Yeah. Music
like,
labels.
I mean, the religion Jewish people.
As opposed to what?
I'm just checking. Like they own the music labels.
What other Jewish do you know?
Well, I'm just, isn't that a bit of like
it's hard for him to believe.
Water and oil kind of situation.
Oh, the businessman, isn't it? So it's businessman. It's like.
But shouldn't they? Isn't that like practically saying that a Jew can like run a brothel or something?
How? I mean,
if it's a
business for them, why not? I guess.
Okay, fine. That's what I wanted to know.
You're just questioning the hypocrisy of it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's why I was asking that. Are these, is it Jews as in people?
As in Jews.
Or Jews as in?
Or Jews as in the same Jews we know from the Bible.
An identity.
Religion, yeah.
People like, who just identify as Jews.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm Jews. A Jew, you know, I don't believe in anything. I'm just a Jew. Like, that's what I was trying to find out.
Jews. Jews, ones that own banks and stuff.
So technically
what? What?
He's right.
Anyway, so yes, obviously Kanye is going through his life. That's fine. A lot is happening to him. Justified or not justified, doesn't matter. Mm. What really interested me, though, was the White Lives Matter debacle. Did you guys see that? You
come across that.
So Paris fashion show or something, obviously Kanye West put his models in White Lives Matter t-shirts.
He wore a White Lives Matter
hoodie as well, yeah. And obviously, sometimes I really think he does know exactly what he's doing, but obviously that sent the world into a frenzy. My God, how could he? What? So, okay, I guess initially, White Lives, was there anything wrong with what he did? Was there anything wrong with putting White Lives Matter on the back of a t-shirt and putting black people in it?
it's difficult in the sense that the whole reason why, obviously, as much as, you know, I have my own qualms with the Black Lives Matter movement and whatnot, the reason the White Lives Matter movement was created was to pretty much, for lack of a better word, piss on Black Lives Matter movement. Does that make sense? So... that White Lives Matter, that movement already symbolizes that. So for me, not that it's a bit much, but is that I don't know if that's the statement he was trying to put across.
Okay, fine. So White Lives Matter was created to discredit Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. Okay. You were saying making noises.
No, I was following. Okay, here's the thing, right? I feel so... like, I don't know enough. I feel like... I'm starting to feel like there's a lot going on. I feel like... I think you're right. I think he's a smart man. I think he knows what he's doing. You know one of those situations where you know that this guy knows something that maybe some people don't know, right? I'm starting to feel like that because if it's not that, if they're just random acts of Kanye being Kanye, it's too much. What do I think about the White Lives Matter t-shirts on black people? I think if you are a black person following the path of Mandela, that shouldn't be a problem, right?
Mm.
The thing is that where black people should want to be is equality. At the moment, when things like this blow up, like racist things blow up, it always feels like black people are trying to rise above, right? It's like we want to become the oppressors. Or it's like, you know, when you elevate someone so much and put them up, then you can't touch them. Mm. Sometimes it feels like those are the intentions, right? Him doing that or sending that message, I think we should be okay with that because the goal is equality. In the process of getting to equality, you shouldn't trump white lives. So yeah, it's a message that some people need to hear because you might be so headstrong. Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, tunnel vision, Black Lives Matter. No, so hold up, slow down. Black lives, white lives, Asian lives, pink lives, yellow lives, you know, all lives matter. So yeah, push, you know, if you're an activist or if you push whatever you have to push, but it has to be in a way that all lives matter. All you're trying to do is better, I guess, one race that you deem to be oppressed in the areas that they're oppressed in. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So what do I think? I think for me, when you said that, I thought to myself, oh, that is such beauty. That is beautiful. honestly, that's what I thought. Mm. Because it's white lives matter in black people. So it's almost like black people sending a message as well to say that. That's what I'm saying. It's almost a Mandela thing. It's almost saying that, you know what? White, however negative you view white people or however positive you view white people, the point is white and black, that's the future. Does that make sense? I think it's beautiful. That's what I'm saying. That this man, he might just be the next pioneer of the world. He might just be...
So what do you think about the argument that white lives matter is a tool or is a voice that, in essence, puts black people in their place or is reminding black people of their place? So black people are here saying, black lives matter. And then someone's like, white lives matter.
You can view it like that if you want. That's perfectly fine.
Or even, I made that sound sinister. Maybe even more benign, like, white lives matter too. So it's like they're basically saying, like I guess what for Samson, invalidating the Black Lives Matter movement to say, almost like say what you're saying, you have no point in what you're saying because all lives matter in a sense. Because I think there was that statement as well. Lives matter.
I think this goes back to that thing that I was saying last time. You know, when a statement is uttered, you gotta be careful what you take from that statement. If you are a negative person, it doesn't matter what's going to be uttered. The chances are you're always going to pick negativity out of it. Mm-hmm. It's almost like this council culture. They are sitting there always waiting for someone to say something, you know, and then pounce. If that's what you're doing, 100%, that's fine. Yeah. I don't know much about it, but let's rewind a little bit. During the time with the Black Lives Matter incident, it came such as a whoosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's create a small little world, a city, for example. You have black and whites. That has started. Now blacks, let's say, are running, but they are overtaking the city. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost like we're gonna make it a black only city.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone's gonna be like, whoa, hold on. White lives matter too. Yeah. So what they're trying to say is that don't let one race, you're not changing the balance. Does that mean you're not tipping the balance? Does that make sense? So you're not tipping it so that blacks are on top now. What you want to do is balance it. But if nobody puts that check, you are going to end up tipping it. You see?
But what if someone would say, the Black Lives Matter movement is simply that. It's a movement. It's not change. It's not practical change. It's not practical actions being happening in society. It's just a movement. It's just a voice. It's just...
Again, I would disagree with that.
It's nothing.
The likes of Rosa Parker, Martin Rosa Luther Parker. King, whatever his name is.
Peter Parker's auntie.
Oh, it was that thing from Peter. Thor, Hulk, you know, Iron Man. those started as movements. It has to start like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess the difference is that in them days, it was pure because there was an actual thing that they had to fight. Yeah? So... I can't speak on the Black Lives Matter movement's purity. Mm-hmm. I can't speak on it could be just a gimmick. It could be whatever. I don't know. But on the question of what if it's not doing anything, if it lacks power, it lacks power. Does that make sense? It doesn't make it sinister. If it lacks power, if it lacks influence, if it lacks leaders like the Martin Luther's, that just makes it a lacking movement. Does that make sense? And of course, it's not going to bring change because something is lacking. You see? Just like if we didn't have strong enough leaders back in them days, change was never going to come.
No. You missed it. No, because you're saying white lives matter is fine because it's bringing a balance to the Black Lives Matter movement. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, bringing everything to
equilibrium.
That's what I wanted to say. I didn't know if I was going to say it right, but I did say it, equilibrium. Nice. Sounded nice.
We've been very careful with words now after.
so you're saying that was to bring balance, but then someone would say, no, it's not to bring balance because even though Black Lives Matter movement is up here, the whites are still way up there because they have their societal advantage. Mm-hmm. All this is just noise. Mm. So saying white lives matter, or you're not bringing balance, you're just pushing black people further down. To say, no, shut up.
And my response to that is a possibility, yes. And if someone is claiming that about White Lives Matter movement, that's a fair enough claim. It could be that. I can't dispute that because what you're saying, it does make sense. Someone could have, it could have been birthed from that.
Mm-hmm.
Did in what Kanye was doing, was that the message he was trying to portray? I strongly don't believe that's what he was trying to do. I believe his actions were more of that balance. His actions were more of that, this planet is for everybody.
But have you heard Kanye's views around black people anyway?
I haven't.
No, not black people. Black lives matter, which you have to be very careful. Because, yeah, go on.
No, I haven't.
No, because he's still got general views about the black community and stuff like that outside like of Black Lives Matter.
Like what?
That we're brainwashed.
Yeah.
But that's good.
We're being kept... I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just answering the question.
Mm-hmm. No, because remember, you started speaking in response to what I was saying. You said that, but have you heard Kanye's views?
No, I'm not speaking. I'm not speaking. I was trying to get you to... Because obviously you're concluding at what his intentions were, but he has got strong views about Black Lives Matter and very, very strong views about how black people are living in society and how black people are acting in society at the moment. So mm-hmm. can we sit here and say he's oblivious to what the White Lives Matter stands for?
But that's the thing. Is it what it stands for, or is it a claim that is being thrown towards it?
But White Lives Matter White Lives Matter was never claimed until Black Lives Matter started.
Of course, it wouldn't.
And that's just what I'm saying. The niche group that started White Lives Matter, the purpose of it was that to bring down Black Lives Matter.
Is that a fact, or is that your opinion?
I don't think it's a fact. I don't think it's an opinion.
So that's a fact. You are saying that factually, that's why White Lives Matter started.
Initially, that's why the movement started. Whether people have branched out into something else.
Fair enough. One last question. What's your source?
Well, apparently, I'm not allowed to Google during these things. So
No. You are speaking now. No, so like, obviously, well, you took it from that one.
The time
you can Google.
Because I'm asking what she has said. What's her source? Not for her to search now. Doesn't make
sense. No, but you were about to say Kanye's a general opinion on black people, black community, and Black Lives Matter. So I don't know about that. So what's his current opinion around that?
His current opinion around that is that black people are being brainwashed, and that the Black Lives Matter movement is nothing but a hoax, mm-hmm. pretty much.
Mm. I mean,
so in him, obviously, wearing a White Lives Matter t-shirt, is that him further perpetrating his idea that, obviously, I'm just asking questions here, this is not my views.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Is that
okay.
him further okay. perpetrating the idea that Black Lives Matter is a hoax, therefore White Lives Matter? Is he further watering down Black Lives Matter as opposed to what you're saying in that he's trying to bring equilibrium, some kind of balance. Mm. But his views have been quite
proponent
on Black Lives Matter, black people in society. And I do agree with some of his views around black people in society. I do think some things we get so enthralled in, it limits our capability and it does limit our growth because we just end up in this cycle that there is actually no growth for the community. But it's just
I get it. Mm. Okay. A couple of things. Few things. Okay, one, when I was asking, is that a fact or not? I wanted to know where that was coming from. Because when we were discussing, it's like we were just saying it's a claim being thrown.
Mm-hmm.
She brought it in to say that, no, it's a fact. Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's why White Lives Matter started.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to know.
So, okay, let me read this. Sorry to cut you.
Mm-hmm.
White Lives Matter, a racist response to the civil rights movement, Black Lives Matter, is a neo-Nazi group that is growing into a movement and more white supremacist groups take up its slogan and tactics.
Read that again one more time, please.
White Lives Matter, mm-hmm. a racist response to the civil rights movement, Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. is a neo-Nazi group that is growing into a movement as more and more white supremacist groups take up its slogan and tactics.
Okay. A few problems with that statement.
Mm-hmm.
One, it implies that the Black Lives Matter movement was pure as well. But from the discussions, that movement in itself had a problem as well, mm-hmm. right? But here's the thing. First of all, I'll start from what she was saying.
What do you mean White Lives Matter was pure?
No.
The Black Lives Matter.
I'm saying that the statement implies that Black Lives Matter movement is pure, like nothing wrong with it. the White Lives Matter movement was a racist response to what was pure. So that statement for me is already biased, unless if those are factual things, factual statements. Yeah. Rather, unless if what it said, what it's saying about the Black Lives Matter movement is a fact. Yeah. Then the rest is dominoes. Does that mm-hmm. make sense? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Having said that, I wasn't challenging what you're saying earlier. I was trying to understand so I can create another foundation. Because here's a different dimension, mm-hmm. right? Let's say that it is true that it's a racist response. Going back to what Kanye did, right? Mm-hmm. You've already said that. Have you heard his views on Black Lives Matter? He is not anti-black. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's just saying that blacks are still sleeping. Mm-hmm. Blacks still need to be freed mentally. Black people are sleeping. Yeah. So he in a sense, you can say he's still a freedom fighter. Just his, you know, just not of the physical oppressions, or whatever. Just saying that free your mind, mm-hmm. be your own person, be out your own race. Right. So by him wearing, doing what he did, I'm now agreeing that it could have been what we were discussing at the dinner table. It could be sarcasm. Could have been mockery of that imprisonment that is still on black people. Does that make sense? No. I don't. Does that make sense?
No. Does it for you guys?
No. Because I think if he wanted to mock the mental imprisonment that he always refers to of black people, I don't think that's the way he would have done it. I think this was...
We don't know what he would have done. This was
pointing directly to something specific. So he's what...
Okay, well let me... Sorry. Finish what you're saying.
No, I feel like this was pointing more to something specific. His Black Lives Matter. Him wearing White Lives Matter is it's a direct counter opposite of Black Lives Matter.
What do you think his intentions are?
Well, I don't know what his intentions are, but
I can tell you of his intentions.
So saying him wearing it is a mock. I'm just saying about him saying.
Let me explain his intentions.
I'm just speculating about what his intentions could be by the actions.
So that we don't speculate. So obviously, mm-hmm. when it went viral, mm-hmm. obviously, as it would, whatever. So he then posted on his Instagram the next day, I think, to say that we all know that Black Lives Matter was a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've shown it, or now I've proved it, or something like that. But basically, his intention in what he was doing mm-hmm. was to highlight that Black Lives Matter was a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I was saying.
So that's what his intention was. But I think that would be slightly different to trying to silence.
I'm not saying silence because he was saying his intent, because he was talking about intentions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was saying his intention was he was responding to Black Lives Matter by mm-hmm. wearing a White Lives Matter t-shirt.
Yes, yeah,
it wasn't anything about mental in slavery, free your minds as a black community. That was a direct.
So what was the response?
No, how it would be
by wearing that.
No, yeah. It would be, but
what's the response?
But his, I'm going to use the word attack.
Mm-hmm.
By him wearing the White Lives Matter, that's a direct attack to Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
That's where I was stopping.
Yeah.
But if you want to go into further detail and say, and then on the back of that, it goes into his mental slavery and stuff like that, you can do so. But I was just stopping at, he's made it very clear his views around Black Lives Matter. So wearing that top was him syndicating his views further. Simply, in relation to the conversation of intentions.
Mm.
Yeah. So, on the surface, obviously, if you want to dig deeper into stuff...
No, we don't need to dig deeper. No. So, my question is, how is that action attacking the Black Lives Matter movement?
Because
I think that's what I'm failing to understand.
Because it's putting on a platform the contrary message to that. So you've got the Black Lives Matter movement,
mm-hmm.
and obviously he's got a huge platform. Mm-hmm. He's putting on the platform the contrary message to that, mm-hmm. which is White Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the attack that Fatsan is referring to.
So my next question is, so what's that doing? By putting that contrary message, what is it doing?
But you've got to remember...
It's bringing in question the Black Lives Matter movement. Even though... Yeah, it's bringing to... Obviously, his intention would be to invalidate the Black Lives Matter
movement
because he thinks it's a scam, and we'll come on to that shortly. Mm-hmm. But obviously, publicly, obviously, he's showing that I'm not for this Black Lives Matter movement, okay. Right? I don't know whether you can say he's for White Lives Matter, but I think the point was to show the complete contrast of that.
Okay.
To say not Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter. Do you see?
I think we have to remember that maybe we're not so pressed about the situation because we're very blasé towards the Black Lives Matter movement, but you've got to think there is a whole community that take this thing
really to seriously.
Really, really seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So someone like Kanye West, as a black male, putting that out so publicly...
And putting
on a
the
black
top,
woman.
And in black women as
on
well.
Black,
yeah,
and
yeah.
himself wearing it. And I think there was another popular black female that was mm-hmm. wearing the top with him. That, for somebody who claims... Not claims. Who, in their intentions, is an activist. Because
mm-hmm.
that's what a lot of the people that... are very heavy Black Lives Matter are. Mm-hmm. They see themselves and view themselves as activists. For somebody in that position, that's a very deep message. And Kanye knows that. That message wasn't for people like me and you because mm-hmm. we're not pressed about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
That message was for people who are heavily, heavily invested and will heavily, heavily analyze what that kind of message does to that kind of community. And this is where he's not a dumb guy. He is clever, and he knows the backlash. He knew that it would come with backlash. He didn't sit there and think, I'm going to do this and nothing is going to come of it. He knew what his target audience was for that message, and it's not us because we're not pressed about the situation.
Mm. The more I'm hearing you guys talk about this, the more I like what he did. I think he's onto something, to be fair. I think it was needed. I think it does speak quite a lot to the whole prison thing that he was talking about, because I understand like what you're saying, that obviously it's like it's invalidating that or something like that. But again, knowing his views on black people, you know that the intention is not to say that black people's lives don't matter. Mm. If that makes sense. So that's why I was asking earlier, so that what exactly is being attacked. So you explained it very well, saying that it's the movement that he's against. Does that make sense? He's invalidating that movement. How is he doing that? By throwing a similar phrase, just using white lives matter and putting it on the same level, because you can't really say no to that. But then I understand what you're saying. I'm following. You've answered the question that I had, because I was trying to understand why is it such a big problem. So I think, don't want to speculate on intentions because you've read a fact, but the reason why I'm trying to get something out. I know it's not coming out, but yeah. Trying to get it out.
We know too.
It'll come out eventually. You could
have
just, you just cut this part. Listen, he's the one that pulls things from his ass. Okay. But yeah, so I think, to be honest with you, right now, with that statement, I am pro Kanye. Now, you could say it's because maybe I'm not invested in the Black Lives movement, but I think I might be seeing what he's seeing, and it is to do with imprisonment. Because how can you... It's almost like, you like what you say, tunnel vision. You know, sometimes we create our own prisons. We create our own...
I didn't say tunnel vision. I was just giving you a word.
Yeah, no. The way you gave me tunnel vision.
Just
or the phrase you gave me. Sometimes we create our own
cages,
basically, you know, because if you, anyway, it's fine.
All right.
Our own cages. This is a very different kind of example, but so today when I was at work, I was reading something, and there's this really, really, really naughty kid at school, and he's black, but his behavior is so bad, like really, really bad. And then, obviously, when school are trying to ring parents, it's because he's black. You're just picking on him because he's black. And I'm like, no, it's not because he's black. He's just very badly behaved.
Mm.
Yes, there are situations in which some children are picked on because of their skin colour and they're already labelled as a certain thing. But this time around, you're not helping your child by empowering them with, it's because I'm black.
Mm.
You're really not. Because at this juncture, it's not because they're black. Their behaviour is just genuinely appalling.
Mm.
Whether they were white, whether they were Asian, whether they were black, they are badly behaved. So I guess that's the kind of cage sometimes people throw themselves into. Oh, I can't get that job because I'm black. I can't fit into that community because I'm black. Well, unless somebody tells you don't come here because you're black, what's stopping me from physically going? You know, when people are like, oh, I can't live in that neighbourhood. There's, you know, it just doesn't seem like it's welcoming to black people. Yeah. Have you lived there to know it's not welcoming to black people? So it's like we put up our own barriers. And obviously you can say, yes, I can. You can maybe understand where those barriers come from, etc. But I think especially for our generation, there's no need to put up barriers that are not there. Maybe like our parents' generation, you can say they put up those barriers based on their previous lived experience. Yes, times have changed, but unfortunately sometimes you carry things with you. Mm. You carry your lived experience with you and you can't teach an old dog new tricks. There's that saying. But for our generation, I'm a bit like, and it's funny because I never used to agree with this saying, but thinking about it, a lot of us actually haven't face racism.
Oh, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
No, I can speak for myself, yes.
It's
but
been a tough life.
I can speak for myself, but we haven't faced racism to the level that we could have faced it.
Mm.
So, yes, the battle is still there. I'm not saying...
Oh, when you say we, you mean
I don't know.
The world in general or
our
us
generation.
In this...
I'm not saying us in this room. I'm saying our generation.
I think in our generation, I would disagree. Only because recently my friends were generally chased out of a shop.
Why?
I'm not saying there isn't racism.
So that's why I'm saying that.
But no, my
statement... But then that would still
were
be extreme.
But my
no,
statement...
No, that would still be extreme in my... In what you're saying, it's still on the extreme end because... They were chased out because they were accused of taking a can, and they didn't have a can, but everyone ganged up on them. They were all white and they literally ran out of the shop. So I know it hasn't really happened.
Hey, slow,
it hasn't
slow,
really
slow.
Happened.
How do you put that down to racism?
Slow it down.
Because they were literally all white.
I just want to understand this.
And they were trying to explain, we haven't stolen anything. And there were just two.
I know,
we're too black.
But
that's why I'm saying that there is
the fact that
still
everyone
happening.
In the shop was
but
white.
I didn't say racism doesn't happen. That's not what
I'm
saying.
But my point.
No, go on. Address one thing at a time.
Yeah,
go on.
I think there's like three things.
Yeah.
But I think because you're saying that we don't face it as extreme or whatever.
But
I think
we
that's
don't,
what
not on
said.
A daily basis.
But that's why I'm saying that
it still happens. I'm not saying I haven't. At any point said it doesn't happen. Yes, there are. I gave an example a couple of weeks ago of guys that.
In the car, but that's what I'm saying.
But in saying that, we still have a lot more freedoms than people of back then, who every day was extreme. You're like, do you know what I mean? You can, out of those friends of yours, not to minimize what's happened, but that was, in quotation marks, a one-off incident. They don't go into a shop every day and get chased out. But there was a time where black people would go into a shop. They couldn't even get into the shop to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
On a daily basis, they couldn't. Mm-hmm. They had to go to a specific shop just for black people.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I'm not minimising the situation, but my point still remains that, like Pro Nick always says, we have come so far, but at the same time, we take steps back. As black, no one is taking those steps back for us. We are taking those steps back because we are caged, we are enslaved. We do have those mindsets that limit us from going any further. And at no point am I saying racism isn't still there. There is. People have racial encounters every single day. Mm-hmm. But like Pro Nick was saying, moving forward also requires us as black people to take some accountability for our growth. And bringing those barriers down, and maybe like Kanye saying, that starts with a mental thing. Understanding that, actually, yes, I am free. I am free to do what I want to do. I'm free to be who I want to be. I'm free to pursue whatever I want to pursue.
I'm interested in this example you gave about them being chased out of the shop. So,
although I think I get it. So basically, they were in a shop, right? And an item went missing. Two black girls?
An item went missing?
No, they
were just accused of.
They were just accused of shoplifting.
Everybody else in the shop was white.
Yeah.
Except them.
Are we talking about customers or just the
customers? Customers and shopkeepers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No other efforts were made to try to see where else this can might have been or to
The can hasn't gone missing. Can.
Yes. No.
How can a can go missing in a shop? The shop goes, I counted. There were 50 this morning.
Yeah, I think it was like some sort of can.
They were accused of taking a can. It's not that a can went missing and they're like, where is it gone? Yes.
No other efforts were made to accuse anybody else. It was just implied it was them. What made them think it was them? I guess we don't know.
Were they by the drinks fridge?
Is it when you say a can? Is it like a can of drink?
I think it was a drink. Yeah.
Were they standing by the fridge?
No, I don't believe so. There was an account. I think they were just there.
So yeah, so they were just there. Someone noticed that.
It would be very nice to get them to call in and hear. I would want to hear the story from them because.
Do you want me to? I think there's a there's an account on social media.
Oh, so it's not people that you know.
No, it's people that I know.
So can we give him a call?
I'll read what it says. But this is a long paragraph. I'll read what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you reading from?
From Facebook.
Okay.
Right. I'll skip that. On Friday night at approximately 5 p.m., my two friends and housemates went to the local Lidl in Branksome to do the weekly shop. From the minute they entered the store, a security guard was following and tracking their every movement without a single reason for suspicion. Eventually, the security guard approached my friends and asked them abruptly, "What did you do with the can?" To which my friend responded, "What can?" From that point onwards, security guards and staff at Lidl, three grown-ass men, including the manager and people at the till, colluded, to accuse my friends of stealing from the shop. Shop staff were hurling abusive terms at them, calling them loopy, crazy, aggressive when they tried to defend themselves. Even the store manager accused my friends of being aggressive to staff, even though they were only trying to defend themselves. Whilst the shoppers in the store watched on, no one attempted to help or stand up for the two poor friends. My friends were kicked out of Lidl and they left crying, traumatized with this experience.
To be fair, this goes back to what Fatsani was saying. Because I'm hearing that, and yes, traumatic experience for them. Yes, a lot of things shouldn't have happened. But again, it's one of those things. Anyway.
Go on.
No. Obviously, I wasn't there, and I'm not hearing the story from the horse's mouth because I've got questions I would want to ask to the horse themselves, right?
Because that's not even the horse. That's a third party.
That's what I'm saying. That I don't want to say too much because obviously I'm not speaking to the horse himself. But so my first question would be: when you were accused of stealing the can, did you ask why they were accusing you? Because it's not a crime to say why. Why
you're
do you
saying
think
what can wasn't good enough?
No. Fine. But then obviously say what can, the can that you stole. Okay, why do you think we stole the can? And obviously that got bad. Just say, okay, that's fine. We'll sit here. Let's call the police. Let's review the CCTV. And sit there. Say, call the police. Tell them. Call the police. I'll sit here. We'll review the CCTV together. In fact, I'll call the police with you. And this is what I'm saying. If we did, what's the issue there? If they haven't stolen and they've been treated like that, they're the victims in that situation. Not victim like, oh my God, what is me? I've been racially abused. But victim as in they've got the upper hand because they're in the right. You, guys, we didn't steal the can. No, you did, blah, 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 your loop, whatever. Okay, fine. Call the police. We'll sit here. Let's review the CCTV.
I, for one, take the story for what it is. And for me, the first thing is when they walked in, the security guard was following them. Now, if the security guard was following them, according to the account that we read, which you can dispute, he would have seen them take the can. You wouldn't be asking them, where is the can? If they were being followed, if they were being closely watched.
Yeah.
Therefore, that shows me that the intentions were bad. This thing was not going to end well. this thing was not going. Now you are speaking as if it's as easy as let's call the police. They're gonna come.
But it is as easy as that. It is as easy as that.
That's assuming that because the police are going to do their job.
No, two things will happen. Isn't
that the mental enslavery that Yi is talking about?
Because
thoughts like that.
In this conversation, we have concluded that we don't have the right to.
The guard is against us. The shopkeepers are against us. The customers are against us. Now the police are against us. Everyone is against us.
We've already concluded that any interaction we have with services that we're entitled to is going to end in a negative way.
I think those conclusions have already been made in your incidents. Statement. I think we've had enough incidents to be woke enough to know that no matter how innocent a black person is in a situation, it doesn't always go as well.
Name me two.
This is why.
No. Name me one.
Name me one what?
One incident where we've seen that.
So many incidents we've seen. So many incidents we've seen about the driving, about a black person driving and being stopped by the police, how it never ends well. Yeah, and it's a good
thing. In the UK, because we're talking about America is a whole problem in itself. We're talking about the UK.
Race in general.
No. Race in general. But let's be fair, because that happened in the UK. Yeah?
Yes.
And America is hell each. And this one thing that annoys me about UK black activists, they take American examples and make them our problem. Listen, America is 50 states big.
It's not fighting race. It's fair enough.
But my point is, we can't take American examples and apply them to us, because some of them just don't apply to us. Does that make sense? So I'm saying, okay, fine. I'm not disagreeing, but okay, I'm saying, let's stay in the UK. Name me an example where we can say we have seen a clear example where a normal black person, I'm not talking about being stopped. I've been stopped purely because I was young and black. I don't take offense to that. Because in Ashford, when I was driving your car, remember that time I was still with that insurance? I was actually in the wrong. I had no insurance.
Only got off scot-free because the policeman was a black person. Had that been a white policeman, that would have ended differently.
Do you know how it would have ended? No, do you know how it would have ended? It would have ended fairly because I was driving your car without insurance. So what would have happened is your car would have been impounded. I would have got lances on my thing. But the case is, I was driving without insurance at that time. Discrimination got me out of that.
That doesn't count because you are in the wrong. Because we are looking for cases where...
Okay, another case. In my first few years, I got stopped a lot. I don't take offense to any of them. And that goes to a whole different discussion. But the other time I got stopped, I was coming from work. It was late. I was working at Mackey's at the time. It was late. I was driving home. They stopped me because, you know, my car had the modified bulbs at the back. So, and obviously it was tinted as well. So they stopped me. Late night, whatever. Yeah, everything was in order. They let me go my way.
Okay, fair enough. So here's what I want to say, right? As for examples, I don't have any in the UK. So if you want to discredit what I'm going to say because I don't have examples, that is a fair enough point. What I want to say is this.
Not what you say, just a statement of we have loads of examples.
Fair enough.
I'm calling that out.
We have enough knowledge to know that a person can be in the right and things not go well.
It happens to white people too.
Fair enough. I'm talking about black people. Context, yeah?
Okay,
Let's
run with you for now.
As a black person, you can be racially discriminated against, even though you're in the right.
Yes.
Yeah. And we have enough knowledge both in the US and in the UK of that. And not my personal experience, but knowledge out there that has been posted. You're going to go off on a tangent with that one. Now, I don't think it's mental imprisonment to have the knowledge of saying that a situation can go sour. That's the point I wanted to make. Yeah. Just to go on what Fatsuno was saying. Expecting or realizing or understanding that things could go bad because of my race. Yeah. For me, it's just a fact of where the world is at right now.
Okay.
Now, does that mean that every time things go bad is because of your race? No. Does that mean that things are always gonna go bad because of your race? No. Does that mean that 9 out of 10 times, maybe it's because you're in the wrong or it's justifiable search and stop and things like that? Yes. Yes, it could be.
Why do we live on the 1% then as black people?
That's the example you gave.
I'm just going off exactly what you said because you said 9 out of 10 times everything is above board. Mm-hmm. So why do we live off the 1%?
Because that's the reality that we're in.
But you're saying the reality is... Because you 1% can't be somebody's whole reality. If 9% of... if
you've got to remember...
If 99% of the times things are above board... You've got to
remember the position that black people have been in the
past. I know that, but then your example... Because I'm going by the words you've used. Mm-hmm. But your example... 99% of things are fine. Mm-hmm. It's just that 1%. Because you said 9 out of 10 times, things are going to be fine. Does so that one mean? Time, things are not going to be okay. So why?
Because that, then that's, that one to me, time, that says, because to me, that one says, time changes everything.
Yes, but to me, that says we've moved so far forward so that more often than not, mm-hmm. things are going to go right.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we so holding on to it's this 1%?
That's the thing. You
where
need,
things
you need
might
understand
not
that
go
it's
right.
Not holding on. It's having the awareness, having the knowledge. This is why, I'll go to America again. Hold on. Unfortunately, I'll go to America again. This is why nowadays there are even tutorials out there saying that if you, as a black person, if you are stopped, this is not a message that goes to everybody. As a black male, if you are stopped,
mm-hmm.
put your hands on the wheel. Do nothing.
That's what the police tell you to do anyway.
Yeah?
They've always told
but
you to do that.
But this is a message that's been imprinted in black people in Malawi. No, in America.
So basically, the message that they're being told is do what the police have always been told you to
the
do anyway.
The reason why they're being told, a white guy can be pulled over. His hands are not anywhere in view. He'll have a nice conversation with the police. He'll grab whatever. Even if the police doesn't say that, let me see your license. He can easily reach for his license, given they'll have it, everything will go on.
Mm-hmm.
As a black person, you can't afford that. So yes, it's what the police are saying. But the fact is, a white person doesn't have to do that. A black person has to.
Why?
Because the white person is always going to assume 9 out of 10 times that the black person is reaching for a gun.
Why?
Yeah? I mean, like what you're saying, that could go through a lot of things. But that's still not justifiable. Just because, for example, just because...
because violence is glorified in the black culture.
If you say that, yeah, but then you still can't discriminate. That is why discrimination.
Why not? Okay, your example was 9 out of 10 things go right. The 1% mm-hmm. things could go horribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be aware of that,
mm-hmm.
right? Police encounters,
mm-hmm.
yeah? 6-7 out of 10 black people mm-hmm. are criminals and they have guns and mm-hmm. they have violent outrages.
Mm-hmm.
So shouldn't they base every encounter that they have with a black person based on the much more experience that they have of violence black people than not?
I think the point is treat everybody the same. So if you have a...
That's double standards you're describing there.
No.
That's what that is.
No, what I'm trying to say to you is, I don't even understand how we got here, but...
Me too.
Listen, she's black.
Your example.
She's black, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's white.
Yes.
You're a policeman.
Yeah.
Yeah? How you're going to approach her should be the same as to how you're going to approach her.
Why? When last time you approached a black person, something
because
happened.
That's what...
But last time you approached a white person, nothing happened. Why should it be the same?
Because if you don't do that, then what you're doing is racial discrimination then.
100%. Because I was shot by a black person last time.
Wrong.
No.
And that's what's wrong.
According to your argument, no, it's not wrong.
Because you were shot by a black person last time, now you're therefore concluding that every black person is going to shoot me.
Yes.
That's racist.
No, but that's the point you're making. That's the argument you're making.
No, I'm not contradicting myself.
You are.
Let's start again.
Let me explain. No, let me explain what you're saying.
Go on.
You're saying that with black people, we have to understand, expect, and be aware that just because of our race, things can go bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that experience is 1 in 10. Yeah? 9 out of 10. The same thing. Just 1 in 10. Yeah?
I gave 3 statements when I was talking about that. You guys are pulling up on one.
What other statements did you give?
No.
That was the overall statement you're making.
The first statement was, I think I said that it doesn't mean... Now, it could be that that is correct. Yeah, and the second one is it doesn't mean that that's always going to be the case as well.
Yes, yeah,
and then
fine.
I gave a hypothetical saying that now it could be as well that 9 out of 10 times things do go well. It
okay.
could be.
But what you're hanging on is that as a black person, we should understand, expect, and be aware of that just because
have
of our race.
Not expect, have the knowledge.
But that's, you said expect.
Okay. On record, I would like to clarify, take away expect.
Okay.
Have the knowledge.
Okay. So that with that then, so with wrong. Your revision then, mm-hmm. let's go back to Jesus' example. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have the knowledge that things could go wrong mm-hmm. because of your race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you do not call the police? Or you do not ask the shop to call the police?
Now, I wanted to come to that example.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. Now I'm realizing.
I wanted to come to that example. Now, here's the thing. it's easy to sit and talk about things.
Yeah, when you...
Yeah? Mm-hmm. In this situation. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how many oppressive situations you've ever been in that actually got to you. Emotions fly high. Mm-hmm. That may not have been the first thing that came to their mind.
Mm-hmm.
These girls, according to what we read, left the shop crying.
Yeah,
that was not a pleasant situation for them. Yeah, now, you as a person, you are that calm and collected to have thought of, I'm just going to call the police. Everything that you described here, it doesn't mean every person is built like that. Yeah, the fact is that they shouldn't have been discriminated against in the first place. That's what we need to be focusing on. Why were they being followed the minute they entered the shop? Why are they being followed?
Mm-hmm.
You see, why did no one step in to rectify the situation? Why did they themselves...
No.
Okay, hold on. Fine, fair enough. Cast that one aside. Mm. But the same thing you spoke about, the CCTV camera, why did they not say, you know what, just come to the back with us. We're just going to have a look at the CCTV cameras and see if anything went wrong. If not, we'll go on our way. That's it. Why did they have to experience that?
And my question is, why do we always give our power to someone else?
That's fair enough.
Because
I think that's the message.
We came to this. Exactly. Because of what Fatani was saying about what Kanye was saying.
Yeah. So this is one of my biggest problems, right? When a situation happens, it's not, oh, you should have done. That's the message we should be preaching to the future, to the people, to the black people that are listening to this podcast. If they ever find themselves in situations, this is what you should do. Unfortunately, that happened. You see, now you can't negate that by saying that, you should have, why do you give a power? No, it happened. What we can do now is make sure that moving forward, we are calm, we are collected, send out messages, tell people that if you are stopped by the police, if you are accused, don't stress, don't panic,
Can I say this? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously that situation happened and we're not talking about that situation specific. We're using that as an example. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just understand that we're not attacking the girls for what happened. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That happened. And I agree. There's things that are wrong in the situation. So we're not attacking them. We're just using an example.
Mm-hmm.
But would it be fair to say that the situation wouldn't have got to them having to run out of the shop crying if they had handled it differently?
100%.
Would that be fair to say?
100%.
And that's where I'm coming from, mm-hmm. right? The injustice will happen. Whether you're white, black, Asian, pink, yellow, there will be injustice in the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah? That's a fact of life. Yes, we
can. Mainly when you're black, but yes.
No. Blacks have their own type of injustice, which is racism. Mm-hmm. You know, obvious other races as well.
Okay.
But injustice is going to happen in many forms. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yes, one could argue there should be no injustice. 100%, I agree.
But unfortunately,
the fact of the matter is there will be injustice. Mm-hmm. When injustice is brought to the table, when you face it, what you do matters. Mm-hmm. And when you think, and again, I'm not talking about this girl, it's a general statement.
Mm-hmm.
When you think like a free person versus when you think like an enslaved person, how you approach injustice will be different. Does that make sense?
100%.
Which is why when something happens to white people, can I see your manager, please?
Mm.
Or because they're free. They're entitled, someone would say, right? Nah. Because when something happens, they want to fix this.
Yes.
But vice versa, when something happens to black people, we internalize it. And we almost attack ourselves and we blah, blah, blah. No, it's not our fault. It's not your fault.
And for
it's
me,
whatever's happened, I don't fault, know if attack that.
I don't know if you're going to get this, but for me, that's why I'm saying that knowledge is important. Because me finding myself in that situation, I already know that, listen, this could go horribly wrong. So you know what not to do. Yeah, you know how to tackle things.
That's an issue itself. But carry on.
It's an issue in itself, but it's reality. And unfortunately, people always talk about.
It's an extreme reality, and I think that's the point Fatani was making, that we cannot live our lives on extreme examples. We just can't.
1%.
Because the thing is, I'm not disagreeing that things probably have gone horribly wrong when someone is innocent and there's no reason and blah, blah, blah. Things have gone hard. I don't disagree with that. But let's be honest, that is not the majority. That is the minority of experiences.
I cannot say that.
I don't have any data, obviously, I can be 100% sure that's not a majority.
For me, I cannot say that as a fact. I would shy away from saying that.
So you're telling me that there's more incidents of innocent black people, things going wrong for them simply because of their skin color than they are of
You know people that just going you know about that old business. Saying that always says that you know if you see the tip of an iceberg or something like that, it means that there's a whole mountain down there.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm not claiming that's what's happening, but the reason why I'm shying away from that is because the few examples that do pop up here and there that do make it to social media could be the tip of the iceberg of a lot of things that are going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why I would shy away from saying that. I wouldn't confidently say that. Guys, da, 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 da. However, I'm agreeing with the message. I'm agreeing with the mentality. I'm agreeing that don't victimize yourself. Don't, you know, make yourself the inferior. Know your rights, right? And know what to do in situations. So that's what I'm saying, that if you are woke to that, if you are woke to that knowledge, yeah, like, for example, taking you as a case study, you would be the one saying, can I please see the manager? And you've argued with so many people on the phone.
100%.
I mean, the other day she was telling us that you got your, you canceled your contract and got yourself a free tablet and a refund, and he didn't have to pay.
Tablet, right?
He didn't have to even pay the rest of his term. And she's like, hold on. Are you not the one ending the contract? Sure. So again, it's over the phone, fine. But I'm trying to say that if you are equipped and knowledgeable, you can navigate injustice, because it is going to happen. It's about navigating. And part of that equipped and knowledgeable is to know that, hold on, my race threatens someone just by me being the way I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So therefore, me as a black man driving, if I get stopped, part of me of fighting, part of me of thinking freedom, of entitlement, is to put my hands on the wheel. Yeah. Therefore, I've done nothing wrong. I'm following the law.
Mm-hmm.
High officer, I have my license. Can I please grab it? Wait for the authorization. Handle it properly. You see, it'll go well. Fingers crossed. No, it'll go well. So it's for me, you are looking at focusing on the 1% to make yourself the inferior. I'm looking at that possibility of that being the case, empowering you, making you aware of, I need to do A, B, C, D. So for example, sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't, it depends. But when I walk into a supermarket with a hoodie on like this, for example, it's cold. Sometimes when I can do a supermarket, just to make myself feel at ease and at peace and others, I'll put down the hoodie, poof. People can see my face. You see? I know, because probably 2-3 weeks ago, a black guy walked in with a hood like this and he was acting all shady or dodgy. So, that knowledge, I'm black, I've got a hoodie, I'm in tracksuit, it's 10 o'clock at night, okay, fine, boom. You see, that's what I mean. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. I mean, that's what I mean.
To ask the ladies, what do you think of that? Because someone could argue to say, well, I shouldn't have to.
You shouldn't have
to. If I want to put a hoodie on, I shouldn't have to, blah, blah, blah.
I shouldn't have to lock my door, but I lock my door.
Have to, but like the discussions we have here, sometimes the onus is on you. Hoodies, regardless of your race, in certain environments are just intimidating, full stop.
Especially if you're black. I'm joking.
Fine, you can say especially if you're black, but usually with a hoodie, sometimes you can't tell what race somebody is sometimes with a hoodie on. And people do use hoodies to disguise themselves. You never see somebody going to a robbery, to rob a shop, and you know,
in a suit. In a three-piece suit with a tie and everything.
They don't. And look, the CCTV.
That'll be useful, actually. Things
wouldn't. A lot of the CCTV, in a briefcase. See, the person came in, hoodie up, hands in the pocket. And sometimes it's not a black thing. It's just a human behavior.
Mm-hmm. People want to see faces.
As a human, if you're going to rob somewhere, if you're clever enough, you're not going to not want to be seen.
Yeah.
So you're going to wear clothes that are going to disguise you. And that's not a race thing. That's just human nature. So yeah, sometimes, and even the educating thing. I don't know why black people don't feel like they need to know their rights. Know your rights.
That's in a the situation,
know your
part.
Rights.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you're entitled. If we really want equality, we need to accept and understand we're entitled to the same rights as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So know them. You can't claim to be entitled to something that you don't know, because then how are you going to claim it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
I don't know my rights.
But then it's like, we want somebody else to know our rights for
and
us.
And fight on our behalf.
And fight on
and
our behalf.
And if they don't, do that because they're racist.
I'm a crier. If you accuse me of stealing something, I'm just going to cry.
No. Anyway,
but it's true though. Just the last point. I feel like in a situation, I don't know how many, going back to like the previous generation, our parents, that kind of thing. I don't know how many of them would call the police confidently.
Yeah, because
how far back are you?
Because
going?
Probably. Obviously, there's probably history to it, but just in the black community in general, we don't trust the pigs. That's the language, isn't it? Don't trust the pigs.
He just called them the pigs.
No, honestly, I've never heard pigs in blankets.
No, no, but
no, I have.
But,
I mean,
but that's the language that it's they, used in the community, isn't it? You know, the pigs.
In,
you know,
in your own words, there's a whole story to that.
What do you mean?
It's there's reason why.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm agree. No, I just use the vernacular to say that. Don't trust the police, but that's the point I'm saying.
I was saying that there's a reason why black people in certain communities don't trust the police. Or going back, like what Fasen was saying, would not trust the police.
Yes, yeah, of course.
But then we have to remember, can I just add this? This might be off topic and really irrelevant. Mm. A lot of the black communities, that, and somebody will probably say this is stereotypical, but there's always some kind of truth in stereotypes. A lot of the black communities that don't trust the police are engaging in criminal activities, and that's why they don't like the police.
Yeah.
Because they are communities where crime is rife.
Yeah.
And they're the ones perpetrating the crime, and therefore they don't want the police in those ends. Point made.
That's very true.
Again, I wouldn't say that confidently, but I've heard the point.
You like using America as an example. Would you not say that's true in America? That's definitely true in America. 100%
true in
America.
I don't know much about America.
Is that a country?
Use it when it suits you.
Use it when it suits you. In the UK,
yeah. Anyway, guys, we spiraled out of control. Yeah, I don't even know really how long we've been going on for, quite a while. But anyway, so we're gonna run through the next couple of bits.
It's gonna start sounding like your people are anti black. You know?
Just well, to be fair,
they're just so they're really like nonchalant.
I'm where
Ye is, which is listen. I want black people to excel, and I honestly I do feel like a lot of talk of racism pulls black people back as opposed to propel them. Morgan Freeman said a really good thing. What's that? I think it was about race.
He said a really good thing.
Yeah. To say that the best way to stop to deal with it
is stop talking about it.
And fine, it doesn't have to be verbal, but mentally, I think we need to stop thinking about it mentally. Because it's like every... Anyway, that's a different rant for another day.
I feel like sometimes we'll just do this thing to make money, you know? Anyway.
Yeah, for another day. But anyway, so I just wanted to mention, just before bringing it to a close, obviously, Kanye took a swing at Black Lives Matter because obviously he says it's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, Black Lives Matter got about $90 million of donations on the height of...
Who was it that was saying that didn't go to the Black
Lives Matter? Yeah. So, of course, when George Floyd was happening, everyone's like, Black Lives Matter, people were donating everything else. But then when it started down, no one has actually asked, where did the money go? Because obviously they realized, and I didn't go to any of the poor black communities. In fact, most of them have been left desolate due to all the riots and everything, due to all the riots and stuff. And I've never understood who thinks rioting is a good way of protesting. Like you're destroying your own neighborhood. Why does that? Anyway, whatever. Maybe there's a rhyme or reason to it.
The government has to fix it. So it's going to be...
No, really. The government just leaves it. The government just leaves it. Like you decided to destroy it. Leave it. Anyway, So about 90 million.
It's a lot of money, you know?
Yeah, about 90 million. So he says that it was... it's been spent on sex workers, BDSM, private jets, by Black Lives Matter. The leaders. Tax filings show that 32 million was invested in stocks, real estate, private jets... $6 million went to purchase in a studio in California, where Black Lives Matter founder partied with friends and threw a birthday party for her son. The founder has installed a new garden. on their property. And yeah, so obviously some of it has gone to like trans movements, pride movements and everything else like that. But I would like to say very few, but according to the Follow the Money investigations, no money has gone to black people. There's a whole... There's,
are the founders black? All yeah. those people you mentioned. Well, yeah, technically, yeah. it's going to black people. It's just an Africa system where the money stays in the government.
So people like Sharon. So people like Sharon Osborne is asking for her money back, because she donated about 900,000 pounds, 900K. That's almost a million. She donated that much money to BLM, Black Lives Matter. So she's asking for her money back, and other people as well. But yeah, so it's those kind of things that Ye is trying to call out, that he's trying to point out, he's trying to shed light on. Mm.
I also donated 2 million.
Make it believable.
I like to put it on record that I owe my money back. I should have said 50 pounds.
But yeah, so but that's that. And like, and there's a couple more questions I had on that, but fortunately we have to bring it to a close. But on a separate note, of course, it is known that Kanye donated around £2 million to victims of racial murders. So there was Breon Taylor, and someone else, and I think George Floyd parents as well. He actually donated money to. So I think one of
Kanye
the
Kanye for president.
So I think one of the parents of the people that were murdered was like, it's very confusing because behind closed doors he's obviously supporting us and whatever, but publicly it's like he's bringing the whole movement back. And I'm like, no, he has the right idea. Obvious for them, it's like it's very confusing. He's like doing one thing but doing another. But no, he's supporting them, but I think he's calling out what he sees as a scam. And
like, if it looks like poop, it's poop,
and a scam. But listen, it's a shame because I do think maybe, you know, what's the common phrase, the curse of a genius or whatever. I don't think he has some really good ideas, but I think obviously maybe the way he communicates sometimes don't always...
I think he needs to communicate.
He doesn't always go down very well.
Can I apply for a job?
I do think we need to listen to him a bit more. Maybe he just needs to freeze himself a bit more. But yeah, I don't disagree with a lot of what he says. I think just how he says
this
them.
Is a message directly maybe. To Mr. Ye.
I thought he said Mr. Gay.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gents.
I am very good at speaking.
I'm gonna fluent. Hang on, let me turn your mic down.
Spanish, Portuguese, and I reckon I could articulate your ideas perfectly.
You confuse the whole nation.
You know what I mean? You just spend time waffling on this podcast.
For real.
Even yourself, you went, yeah, I don't know what I did with that point.
I
waffled a lot on this podcast. Like, listeners, don't listen to what I've said on this podcast, please.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's fine. We're going to bring it to a close, and we have gone on a bit longer than we ought. So we're going to end with an agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. And this is very much in line with everything we've been speaking about today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hate saying this word because I can never say it right. Kev, what are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Why are you pulling? Move closer to the mic. Why do you want the mic to move closer to you? You go to
Princess
the mic.
I'm stretching. I love a agree to disagree.
Hang on, I'm practicing a word that I always struggle with. Okay, agree to disagree.